it seems like it's been a long time coming. When you go through the OTAs, mini camp, and then have the vacation, as a coach, you get used to that vacation, and it's been great to be back here a week and just getting reorganized for the camp. We're anxious for the players to come in this afternoon.
You've been around football for a while now. Is it different now knowing that you're not going to be here very often? You only have 13 days here, so is it different for you at all?
It's a little shorter camp than we've had before, but we feel good to where we're at with the OTAs, the mini camps. We're going to be working against Dallas twice a day for 2 days. So we're going to get plenty of work done. And the biggest project that we'll have as far as defensive staff, all staff, in fact, is making decisions. So we're looking forward to making decisions, see who's going to rise to the top and make this football team.
After so many OTA days, what's the comfort level like with the defensive players with your new scheme?
Feel real good about it. Feel positive, in fact. Just what the coaches were able to accomplish with their individual positions, the total concept of team concept, being accountable at the position. We're as far ahead as I've ever been at this time with a young or a new team. So we feel very comfortable going into camp.
Did you get enough of your type of player for this defense? Do you think this offseason we've heard a lot about the type of guys that you play?
Feel real good about it. Size has always been important for the inside tackle position, and we've increased the size so we can play just with more strength up front. Let our linebackers run. We're comfortable with our defensive end, secondary, and going into camp, we're very optimistic with what we have to work with.
How important is the camp going to be for the three rookie defensive linemen and continuing kind of the learning curve?
It's always important. We should see steady progress. We have a lot of patience. We've been around rookies before, but they've already made progress through the mini camps, and we're looking forward to seeing where they're at, where we can, where they'll be when we start the season.
Do you like your depth and safety in the secondary?
Yes, I feel very comfortable with the depth at all the positions right now. We're going to have it's one of the positives that we have going into camp, that we have a lot of competition and fighting for position spots.
With Sam being hurt, or released, whatever.
Well, you know, it's wide open. There's a lot of positions that are wide open on this football team. You know, Caron Cox has looked good. It's Quentin Harris, Cargyle, Abdullah. We got some guys to look at that have done a great job on special teams and have improved on the practice field. So to be anxious to just see how that competition unfolds.
Is Foxworth going to be in the mix there at safety?
Yes, we will. On days, we'll give Foxworth some work because he is very versatile and adds a lot of speed. And, of course, he's our starting nick going into camp and is one of the finest nicks that I've ever been around as far as in my coaching career in the National Football League. But we will give him the opportunity to get in some practices at safety, yes.
Jim, will Eddie Moore be your starting sample?
Well, Eddie Moore is on PUP. He's still having trouble with the knee. Probably we'll have to have it scoped again, and we'll just have to see where he is 4 or 5 weeks from now, you know, whatever the timetable for his rehab will be. Well, it is wide open. The Sam position on the defense is as wide open as any. We're going to try as many as 5 guys. Watch it unfold. We're going to alternate Mike's and Sam's. We're going to alternate Will's and Sam's. Find out what's going to be the combination, the best combination for us, and it's a wide open competition as we start camp.
Because of Bly's presence on the other side, do you think Champ could have an even better season this year than he did last year?
Possibly. He could get more balls thrown his way. And when Champ, the number of passes coming his way, the more opportunity he's going to have to make the interception. And Dre's going to get a lot more balls than he's ever seen thrown over in his direction. So it's going to be interesting just seeing how teams are going to try to attack us with two really good corners.
How's Dre fit in your scheme so far? How do you do in the OTAs?
Did well. I think it's still a learning process for him to get all the communication down with the safeties and just get adjusted. But he got his hands on the ball a lot. And that's been one of the traits for him over the years. He can play the ball. He's got extremely long arms. Gets the balls off and made a lot of interceptions in his career. And when you have those big play ability corners and you can turn the ball over, it really helps your chances of winning the National Football League.
Jim, when you say you have 5 guys you want to work on the strong side, are you going to work all those guys with the starters?
They'll be moved in and out, especially these first 2 weeks into the San Francisco game. There'll be a lot of rotation going until somebody says this position's mine. Until we see a lot of separation, it's going to take 2-3 weeks. It may take 4 weeks. We would, by the third preseason game, like to know or have named the starting linebacker going into that Cleveland preseason game. But if it's – and it may happen sooner than not. No.
Is Nate Webster, he worked in the middle all offseason. Is he one of the guys?
Yes, he will be. And he had a couple days in the camps where we got him out there at Sam.
How do you think DJ's looked in the middle?
Real good. Of all the young linebackers, and, of course, I've had some great Mike linebackers through the years, we've been very fortunate. He looks very comfortable. He has taken control, and he has a patience about him that we've really appreciated. He's done a lot of extra studying to be as good as he can be at that position. And we personally, you can't tell in shorts, but just watching him and how he handles himself, how he plays with leverage, how he understands the scheme, we couldn't be more elated.
Jim, how much do your hours here ratchet up during camp? How much time do you spend here?
Oh, a lot. You know, it's all the coaches would be spending a lot of hours. I'm an early person, so I may leave a little earlier at night. Of course, we don't get through with our meetings till 9:30, and then we have a staff meeting. But we'll be spending 16, 18 hours here, you know, on a daily basis. It'll be between 4 and 4:30 usually. Yeah.
So with all the OTA days that you guys have put in and all the stuff the guys have done, you know, on the outside, camp doesn't look like it's the same ordeal that it used to be, but does it still feel the same?
It does. When you go into camp, it's just like starting the season, even though, and it's a lot of repeat. That's the one good thing about having the OTAs, having the mini camps. It's repetition. A lot of this, 85% of the playbook is in. The players are hearing it for the second, third, fourth time. And a lot of repetition, but there's a lot of organization going into it. There's a lot of film study. We got to study and know every player as far as what he did on a daily basis in his practice. So that takes a lot of film viewing by all the coaches in determining who's making progress. Where, you know, so we can adjust the order on an everyday basis.
With 93 guys going into camp, but camp being somewhat shorter, how do you find time to get everybody reps and evaluate it?
Well, during camp, we'll be working three teams on a consistent basis, especially early in the camp, working them in. And when they get the opportunity, the individual player gets the opportunity, he has to perform because he's going to be watched every single play he makes, every individual group or period that he goes through, and it'll be a total evaluation ongoing.
You mentioned Eddie Moore. Is there anybody else going to be on pump that you're aware of on defense?
Not to my knowledge, no.
Is there anybody that's limited to one practice?
Yeah, we'll have a few of those guys, Ebenezer, but they'll be getting conditioned. Sam Adams being that same, getting conditioning with Rich and his staff. John Lynch, Champ Bailey, Nick Ferguson coming off the injury. So we do have a number of guys that will be getting one practice a day. Well, we will have some hitting. We will be in shorts and shells a lot and protecting the players, but when we put the pads on, that's when we want to see it. The full rehearsal is see where we're at. And we got to take advantage of those pad days, especially the physical part in the running game and in the pass rush with the pads on.
Jim,